Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our romp through Romans. Abraham, father of faith, promise guaranteed, peace through faith, reconciled while enemies, and death in Adam, life in Christ. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are coming to you live this Friday, May the 15th. We've come to the end of a broadcast week. We've got 4 soundbites assembled for you. One from Ann Schlafly Corey on why Hollywood is rewriting Phyllis Schlafly's history. Number 2 from Pastor Matt Harrison, when you can't receive the Lord's Supper. Dr. Kevin Golden makes some connections between the book of Job and Jesus, and Luke Goodrich answers the question, are restrictions on church attendance unconstitutional? You can vote for any of these 4 sound bites by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number 1. It comes from Ann Schlafly Corey, the daughter of Phyllis Schlafly. She's answering the question, why Hollywood is attempting to rewrite her mother's history.
I think they are proponents of the liberal ideology. And since my mother was a conservative woman, that presents a threat to liberal ideology. You see, liberals, they talk a great game about diversity, but they're only interested in superficial diversity. They're not interested in diversity of ideas. And they want to say that all women should think alike. Well, women are human beings, and women shouldn't be objectified into say that they all think alike. We have different opinions. And the idea of a conservative woman who led a movement of millions of conservative women is a threat to feminism.
That's soundbite number 1, and Schlafly Corey on why Hollywood is rewriting Phyllis Schlafly's history. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number 2. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. His thoughts on when you can't receive the Lord's Supper.
I remember how many times in confirmation class or other circumstances, the question comes up, why does God forgive us in so many different ways? Confession, absolution, preaching of the word, the hearing of the word, reading of the word, the reception of the Lord's Supper, holy baptism. And I think I always answer, it's just God is plenteous in his offerings for us for surety. And I remember the statement which the Lutheran confessions adopt of Augustine, that it's not the absence of the sacrament which condemns, but the despising of it. So we can trust fully that even though our reception of the supper may not be so frequent now or at all, given our circumstances, if we're one of the vulnerable groups, we can be absolutely sure of the Word of God. We can be absolutely sure of our baptism. We can be absolutely certain of eternal life, forgiveness, salvation, and richly so. You know, Luther said if he were among those who did not believe and therefore did not administer the actual body and blood of Christ, he would rather go his entire life than receive that sacrament from someone who did not confess the true body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. So the Lord will preserve us. And, you know, I just think, finally, when we're back together at that altar, I think of my own context when I'm both distributing and both receiving at the altar where I serve and the altar where I receive. I think that will be one of the most joyous days of my earthly life.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison. When you can't receive the Lord's Supper, vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Kevin Golden. We were talking about the Old Testament patriarch and prophet Job. Here he finds a couple connections between Job and Jesus.
God works good in the midst of suffering. And of course, the epitome of that is the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you look upon Christ and you see there God is working the ultimate good in the midst of the ultimate suffering. And yet, in the midst of the most horrific suffering, you have the greatest good. You have salvation that results from it. Yet another thing that you can take as a wonderful connection between the book of Job and the life of Christ is this. Satan, remember, he had God's ear in the heavenly throne room. And what does he do? He accuses God's people to their face. And what a contrast you have between that and Christ. Christ is now ascended to the right hand of the Father. He has the Father's ear. And what does he do now that he has the Father's ear? He intercedes for you. So instead of Satan accusing, Christ speaks on behalf of God's people. Whereas Satan would say, look at that one sin, you ought to smite him. Jesus says, O Father, look at that one, and I have suffered and died for that one. I rose for that one. So forgive that one and pour out your blessing and grace upon that one. And the Father cannot deny his Son's request. It is a great transformation from the accuser to our intercessor. The accuser of our brothers, there's Satan. He's been thrown down here to earth, and so he still likes to be the accuser. He loves to accuse you to yourself. But when Satan accuses you to yourself, you have recourse. The intercessor speaks on your behalf to the Father, and so also those words of Christ are to ring in your ears that you are forgiven for his sake, so Satan's accusations mean nothing next to his word.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Kevin Golden, Connections Between Job and Jesus, 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our email address talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we'll take a break, and during that break, we'll take your phone calls, 1-877-623-MYIE, and your votes for Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four is from Luke Goodrich of the Beckett Fund, answering the question, are restrictions on church attendance unconstitutional?
Well, some are and some aren't. Unfortunately, it's kind of a lawyerly answer that it depends. But, you know, there's a lot of law on these types of issues, and the basic principle is, you know, the starting point is fundamental right to free exercise of religion, and the government can only restrict that in the most pressing of circumstances. And so when you're dealing with a dangerous pandemic, you know, if you're at the height of a dangerous pandemic, the government does have an ability to restrict freedom of assembly as long as it's doing it temporarily and doing it in a uniform way, not targeting religious gatherings for special enforcement or disfavor. But if the government does place a heavier hand on religious gatherings than other types of gatherings, then it is a violation of religious liberty.
That's soundbite number four, Luke Goodrich. Are restrictions on church attendance unconstitutional? You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. Give us a call and vote for one of them to be Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Despair says nobody cares, and that's not true.
Dr. Christian Kincaid, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Living with Grief, Bound by Sorrow, Wrapped in Comfort.
And despair says there's no hope for me, and that's not true. To despair is not of God.
Learn more about Living with Grief at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040.
Since 1978, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Ministries and her workers. Thanks to faithful investors, LCEF has provided thousands of church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations with the low-cost loans and resources they need to reach more people with the saving name of Christ. To learn more, visit lcef.org or call 800-843-5233, 800-843-5233.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In sickness and in health, in these days of coronavirus panic, people are learning how difficult keeping this vow can be. The May issue of the Lutheran Witness looks at the wedding day. How does the couple plan their wedding with their pastor in a way that points to Christ, the only one by whom and through whom they can keep these impossible wedding vows? Read all about how Christ keeps his church in sickness and in health in the Lutheran Witness. Subscribe at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead.
Morning chapel. From Kramer Chapel, live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, May the 15th. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's the Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptism Keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag going to the listener with the best vote. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Anne Schlafly Corey, on why Hollywood is trying to write her mother, Phyllis Schlafly's history again? Soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, when you can't receive the Lord's Supper. Soundbite number three, Dr. Kevin Golden, connections between Job and Jesus. Or soundbite number four, Luke Goodrich, are restrictions on church attendance unconstitutional? 1-877-623-6943. Lila in Maryville, Tennessee, votes for soundbite number two. She says, I vote for President Harrison's presentation on receiving Holy Communion. And the reason for my vote is the issue of receiving the Lord's body and blood right now is uppermost in our mind, my husband and mine, as well as the members of our little congregation who are getting more and more anxious to gather together and receive Holy Communion. It's a good reason, Lila. Thank you very much for listening in Tennessee. Dale says, I applaud the fact that Anne Schlafly Corey tells the truth about liberalism. She's right when she says that far from being inclusive, liberalism is probably the most exclusive movement today. The fact that her mother defied the stereotype caused her to be vilified and branded anti-woman. Liberalism can stand anything but dissent, says Dale. Dale, thank you very much for your vote. Diane listens in Belvedere, Illinois. Diane says, My vote goes to President Harrison's comment about not being able to receive the Lord's Supper. That's something that's on our minds a lot these days. I'm very appreciative of all that the pastors are doing with online devotions, etc. But nothing can really make up for the loss of regular worship and communion. I especially found Luther's statement on the situation enlightening. Diane, thanks for listening in Illinois. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Steve says, I will have to vote for number two. First, it's always good to hear from President Harrison. Secondly, the reassurance that God is not a one-trick pony when it comes to forgiveness. While some of us are temporarily separated from the sacrament of the altar or worshiping in his house, we are assured of our forgiveness through the hearing and reading of God's word, as well as that which we received in our baptism. God is certainly gracious. Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Dale listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says, my vote is for Matt Harrison. When you can't receive the Lord's Supper, it's a joyous day to look forward to receiving the supper again. And yet, if we must wait even longer, God will preserve us until that day. He covers both ends of the spectrum. God is good. Dale, thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Riley says, I'm casting my vote this week for soundbite number 3, Kevin Golden, on Job and Jesus. Thanks to this part of the interview, I was able to better teach my children last week about the issue of guilt according to God's law and how Jesus destroyed the power of the devil's accusations. As a note, whether by accident or design, I have observed that this game is a fantastic example of how God has forged a path for us through all parts of life, in the church, the government, the family, and the individual. It's like a weekly walk through the catechism in our present parlance. Thanks for another great week. Well, thanks, Riley, and thanks for voting as well. Gerson listens in Naples, Italy. Gerson says, all great contenders, but my vote goes to Dr. Golden. What a beautiful and critical reminder that Satan, our accuser, has been cast out of heaven, and Christ our Savior now pleads our cause before the Father's throne. What a glorious consolation our risen Lord provides. A truly golden soundbite. Gerson, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Italy. Susan listens in Davenport, Iowa. My vote is for soundbite number 3, Kevin Golden. Connections between Job and Jesus. Christ suffered, died, and rose for me. God works good in the midst of my suffering, as in John 16:33, Romans 8:28, 1 Peter 3:14, and 14:3, Romans 8:17, and Revelation 2:10. In Christ, God worked the ultimate good, salvation, in the midst of the ultimate suffering, crucifixion. Satan accused Job to his face, but I have Jesus. Christ sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for me, according to Romans 8:34. Father, look at I have suffered and died for that person. I have rose for that person. So forgive them and pour out your blessing and grace upon them. I am baptized and clothed in Christ's righteousness. The Father cannot deny the Son's request. My intercessor, Jesus, speaks on behalf of me to the Father, and those same words of Christ are to ring in my ears, ring in my heart, and cling to my mind, that I am forgiven for Jesus' sake. Satan's accusations mean nothing next to his truth. Thank you very much for that vote, Susan, and thanks for listening in Iowa. Well, according to your votes this week, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison, talking about when you can't receive the Lord's Supper.
I remember how many times in confirmation class or other circumstances, the question comes up, why does God forgive us in so many different ways? Confession, absolution, preaching of the word, the hearing of the word, reading of the word, the reception of the Lord's Supper, holy baptism. And I think I always answer, it's just God is plenteous in his offerings for us for surety. And I remember the statement which the Lutheran confessions adopt of Augustine, that it's not the absence of the sacrament which condemns, but the despising of it. So we can trust fully that even though our reception of the supper may not be so frequent now or at all, given our circumstances, if we're one of the vulnerable groups, we can be absolutely sure of the Word of God. We can be absolutely sure of our baptism. We can be absolutely certain of eternal life, forgiveness, salvation, and richly so. You know, Luther said if he were among those who did not believe and therefore did not administer the actual body and blood of Christ, he would rather go his entire life than receive that sacrament from someone who did not confess the true body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. So the Lord will preserve us. And, you know, I just think finally when we're back together at that altar, I think of my own context when I'm both distributing and both receiving at the altar where I serve and the altar where I receive. I think that will be one of the most joyous days of my earthly life.
That soundbite of the week, according to your vote, soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison, when you can't receive the Lord's Supper. Gerson in Naples, Italy, and Susan in Davenport, Iowa, you get the LPR bundle package this week. Just send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week. Lutheran Federal Credit Union serves the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community with home and car loans, checking and savings accounts, debit and credit cards. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church, Lutheran Federal Credit Union, LutheranFCU.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Hebrews. We'll study the Ascension Hymn, A Hymn of Glory Let Us Sing with Pastor Will Whedon, and we'll get a review of the Netflix series Tiger King with Pastor Ted Geese. This is precisely why God gives us so many means of grace, so many manifold ways that the Word delivers what Christ has done for us on the cross to us on a daily basis. Sometimes we will not always have access to all of them. Sometimes we will only have access to one or a few. We always have access to our baptism. And of course, as Christians, we always have access to God's Word that He writes in our heart by His Holy Spirit as we study it and learn it. So we always have the forgiveness of sins. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. His Word is ever present and a comfort in time of trouble. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.